Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mike Snyder, and you're listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Tonight, we're holding a special show to celebrate the 8-8 Lions Gate, which Brigitte will explain all about what that is here shortly. But due to the current global circumstances over the past several months, we've been guided to hold the show here every one or two Saturday nights a month to replace the in-person monthly events that we normally hold out at Brigitte Center in New Jersey. So we recommend going forward that you stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages for the show, as we will probably continue to offer these Saturday radio shows probably once or twice a month as we're guided by Spirit here, because that's pretty much the only medium we can safely hold things with everything going on. But if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter already, you can always go to lightbridge101.com and sign up for her email list. And if you want to find out more about the services she offers, such as her classes, healing, and channeling sessions that she offers, like, again, out of her center in New Jersey, a lot of things are being done remotely also, you can visit her website to get that information, which, again, is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to find out more about me, again, I'm Mike Snyder, please visit www.mikesnydercc.com. There you'll find samples of my music, CD downloads, private sessions, as well as some of the many meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center in New Jersey over the years. So, and as always, if you wanted to hear any replays of this show or any of our past shows, you can always go to our radio show website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So with all the formal stuff out of the way, Brigitte, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Mike. I am here, and it's so wonderful to connect with all of you at this Saint Germain Radio Show tonight with focus on the 8-8 Lions Gate. And if for any reason you haven't heard or fully understood the spelling of any of the websites or anything like that, it is the website that you can go to that Mike mentioned last, the spiritualconnectionsradio.com, that has all of our personal information as well. Yeah, what a year it has been so far, right, Mike? I mean, a lot of the things that we usually offer, we couldn't, like our retreats were all canceled, but we are really asked by Spirit to do a lot of work on the inner realm, and I'm sure you all feel that. And the 8-8 Lions Gate is very much a focus on that, the inner alignment. The alignment with Spirit, the alignment with your divine I'm presence. It has been focused on since the ancient times in Egypt, and it's still to this day something that gets celebrated and focused on due to its importance on our path of enlightenment and ascension. The number 8 in itself is very symbolic. When you look at the number 8 sideways, you see the infinity symbol. It is depicting the importance of balance, the balance between your feminine and your masculine side, between being active or being in a place of passiveness and silence. We are consistently asking ourselves, where are we out of balance? Where are we giving our energies away and why? Is this really because someone is victimizing us, or is it because we are not paying attention to our light bodies, to ourselves, to what nurtures us, and then taking steps and making responsible decisions that are helping us to stay in balance. 2020, adding up to the number 4, depicts that concept of balance and also the angelic number in there. And so St. Germain will talk about this tonight a little bit more. We are all working on gaining our wings back to remind ourselves that we too have an angelic essence to connect with, and that we are not simply humans. We are humans becoming angelic selves. We are humans on our path to open our wings and fly into the higher dimensions. That is the path of ascension. That is the path of illumination. And the 8-8 Stargate, or Lionsgate, as it's often described, holds a very important meaning to this path of ascension, to this path of us opening ourselves up to retrieving our wings again. And when you look at 2 8s, one above and below, a regular 8, and then the infinity symbol, when you put them together, it depicts the power of true balance, so the power of spirit within, the power of spirit that holds everything together, everything in alignment, everything as above, so below, as within, so outside of ourselves. And that is continuously what we are asked to focus on, what we are asked to get stronger in. And when life throws us out of balance, what it really shows us is to pay attention to those areas in our lives where we simply have not taken the initiative to make a different choice. Because if we would have made a different choice, then we would not be thrown so much out of balance. So this is the time to pay very much attention to those pushes by spirit when we feel everything going upside down and inside out. And it is not happening because we are failing, or we are not doing good enough, or we are not aligned enough. What it is spirit, our spiritual self, helping us to find a new way of realignment, to find a new way of existence. We are all developing our Adam Kadmon body, our advanced human self. And so it is about refinement. It is about taking a look at our life and asking ourselves, what have we been hanging on to? You know, many probably that are in the process of packing things up, throwing things out, taking advantage of this time of the pandemic to clean out their house, to clean out things. And this is really a symbol of our own self-cleansing and purification process, where we are going through a time of self-analysis, asking ourselves what really works for us and what doesn't. And often you will find that out of fear, we might still want to hang on to some old behavior systems or structures. But the truth is, you quickly will find out that you no longer can go back to the past or the past way of acting, that this simply won't work anymore. And St. Germain will focus more on the Lionsgate aspect, so I will turn this over to St. Germain shortly. But this is a time to close your eyes and align yourself, your own self, your heart, with the heart of the cosmos, to let yourself receive. This is a time of receiving. It is believed that in the ancient times of Egypt, that cosmic light was sent down from Sirius, so the connection of Orion to the 3 great pyramids of Giza, to then infuse Gaia, infuse Earth with a higher frequency of light. When you think about it, probably to help bring balance. This is all about bringing balance between the light and the darkness, between love and fear, between the duality of love and power, to then be able to merge all the opposing forces once again to reach another consciousness level. And just like every year, Earth goes through its own transformation of winter and spring and summer and autumn and winter again, there's a rhythm to everything. There is a heartbeat to everything. And the 8-8 landscape reminds us of this heartbeat. It reminds us that there are times for us to be willing to just sit and receive. And this is such a time to open yourself up, to align yourself with your divine I Am presence, and to just let yourself receive. Now, that being said, if you feel physical challenges because of this, many of us light workers are working overtime because of the releasing of so much fear during this time of change. The pandemic has brought up a lot of fears. People without food, without work, without maybe out of fear of losing their homes. There is so much happening. I know many countries are locking back down severely. So the fear of not knowing when all of this contraction is going to end, how much longer can we go through this contraction, wearing masks, protecting ourselves or protecting others from ourselves. These are really, really unusual times, asking us to be unusually strong, unusually connected with spirit, more so than ever. So the downloading this year of the higher frequencies, the cosmic frequencies of illumination, are stronger. And our bodies have to work a little harder to integrate them. So don't be surprised if your muscles are aching or if you feel like you're burning up, your nervous system is burning up. Drink a lot of water. Take herbal extracts that help in reducing inflammation in your body. Sleep a little bit more. Rest a little bit more. For some of you, it will be more important to do physical exercises, yoga, all kinds of things to help balance the energies and let them run through you into the earth. You will find that in the last few weeks, especially since the Lion Gate opened up shortly after the last new moon we had, you might have found facing a lot more of your fears and shadow sides again. This is all part of making room for this greater frequency, this greater cosmic frequency to come in. So don't be surprised. Just use your in-breaths and out-breaths to keep calming yourself down and keep releasing the fears, keep releasing the sadness, because most of it isn't even just yours. You're part of the collective human consciousness. That's what you've chosen when you entered a physical body here on earth. You became part of the human consciousness. So no matter how much you're shielding yourself, you're still carrying that aspect of the collective within you too, just like you're carrying within you the divine essence of all that is. And so be aware that as you transform and transmute fear and sadness into love and light, you're not just doing this for yourself. You're doing this for a whole planet that is seeking to move to a higher state of consciousness. And so we are going to see in the next 2 years different steps, different moments of transformation, asking us to move beyond the fear of where we hang on and where we almost greedily hang on to everything, into this place of letting go of control, having trust and faith in our divine self, to guide and direct us every step of the way. And this is very important, especially in these times right now, where it might not always be so easy to remind yourself that when your human self is telling you you're all alone, there is no help, that is not true. So I actually just went through that myself, where I had the courage finally to ask for help. And what a change that was. And my human self was trying to tell me, you can't do this, you're all alone, you have to do it, nobody else can do it. And that was a lie. And when I finally allowed myself to receive help, to face my inner demon and to say, okay, I of my own can't do this, everything started changing, everything started shifting. So really ask yourself, when this voice says you're all alone and you can't get any help, if this really is truth or if this is your human self that wants you to stay separated. We can't do this alone anymore. We have to work as a team. And so for that, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to be open, to let yourself receive. A few weeks ago, I had also a situation with one of my family members being very sick. And I again was asked by spirit to ask for help. And I did. And beautiful results came out of that. Again, we are not meant to walk this path alone. The darkness walks alone. Those who are of the light walk together the path of illumination. Don't ever think you are alone. So with that being said, we are going to open this transition of Saint Germain with the third ray heart activation, because again, it is very much about the heart opening, about you receiving. Your heart is your connection to your soul. Your soul is your bridge to your divine I Am presence. And so as you open your heart, as you sit with your eyes closed, feel yourself aligning with your divine I Am presence. And afterwards, as that is complete, Saint Germain will come through and will talk to you directly. So just enjoy this now and just open your heart and use the in-breath and out-breath to bring this love of the divine more deeply into you. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much joy and love that I'm with you at this time of the 8-8 Lions Gate opening and infusion of cosmic energies and frequencies and light codings directly into you. I want you to take a moment, and if you haven't already done so, close your eyes. Just allow yourself to be brought back to a time in ancient Egypt. All of you have lived in times of ancient Egypt in one of your past lives. And this was a time that was very much celebrated when Sirius went into alignment with the constellation of Orion and in alignment with those three great pyramids of Giza. The importance of this time was not only the knowledge that a certain point in a cycle of life was reached, a point when those who lived during those times knew that it was time for harvesting, time for abundance, times for reaping the fruits of one's labor. But it was also a time of illumination. Sirius, as the brightest star in the sky, sent through a message to humanity. Think about the constellation of Orion with its three stars in the center that are creating an alignment. Orion very much talks about the story of the battle between light and darkness. The battle between love and fear. Orion has gone through tremendous wars, galactic, intergalactic wars that other civilizations participated in. But it was drastic. It was fierce. It was painful. Only out of fear of expansion, out of fear to experience the vast universe in a new way. And you can see this fear among humanity at this time as well. A fear to let go of control. A fear to let go of borders and limitations. A fear of being taken advantage of and being overrun and being powerless, so to speak. But when you bring yourself back into that night in ancient Egypt, see yourself in the robe of an adept, not just an initiate, a robe of the adept that you were in those times. Very much familiar with the power of energy and energy frequencies, and what could be done through frequencies and through positive thinking. And allow yourself to envision this beautiful, brilliant, starlit at night, so many little dots in the sky, so many stars illuminating the sky. And it very much reminded you of the truth that you yourself are starborn. You are a speck of star yourself, and you shine and you're radiant and you hold light within yourself. And so this alignment, this unique Lion's Gate alignment that happens around this time, around the 8-8, is to remind you that you are truly an aspect of God's source creator, the great spirit of all that is. That you are so much more than you usually give yourself credit for. And we understand it is easy to forget at times that you're part of something greater, especially when you have to deal with the day-to-day challenges. But if you only allowed yourself to remember every so often through meditation, through taking moments to breathe in the light, to breathe in your divine self into every part of your body and breathe out the tension, breathe out the limitation, breathe out the fear, you will begin to see how your life and how your world is quickly changing. And so be at peace in the knowing that you are so much more. You are so much more. And so see now the ray of light coming down all the way from Sirius. Sirius, the star that holds the history of having gone through the ascension process. There are actually around Sirius two more stars. So together they are three stars symbolizing the importance of the Holy Trinity, the importance of expansion and contraction and the unification of both. So the power of love. That is also what saved Orion. And so why were these pyramids so important? Why are there pyramids all across the globe, across Gaia? Some of them discovered, some of them still hidden. But pyramids depict your ascension process. They remind you that there is a focal point. There is something greater than you that is willing to overlight you, that is willing to guide you to this higher point of all-knowingness, to that all-seeing eye that you can find within your third eye. And so the pyramid, also a symbol of spirit, is also illuminated within you at this time, more so than other times. But it is not illuminated just pointing upwards. It is two pyramids merged into each other, creating a star tetrahedron. Within you is the illuminated star tetrahedron. See it as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star. And it holds the power of bringing spirit and matter together, formlessness and form. It is happening within you at this time. It is happening inside of you and around you. So as you stand in this dark night, right by the pyramids, seeing Sirius sending down its beam of light to you, you can feel that beam of light entering you, filling you up. And as it fills you up, it touches upon the star tetrahedron, the six-pointed star, the power that holds everything in balance and allows you to truly be the channel and the instrument of the hierarchy of light that you are meant to be. That is now being charged and illuminated, and it is starting to spin. And it's starting to grow. And it's growing further and further until you are within the star tetrahedron. And it's beginning to lift you up. It is beginning to lift you up towards Sirius. And you begin to release your human self for a moment. All your human attachments. As you raise up, you are now willing to let go of all that has been yours. Because you can only enter the next stage of illumination and enlightenment through your willingness to let go. Let go of all your relationships, of all your possessions, in the knowing that only that what serves you will stay, will be there for you to come back to. To let yourself rise further and further up, being pulled up by the light, the radiant light of Sirius, carried by the star tetrahedron that is yours, further and further up. The earth is becoming smaller and smaller. And this light, this radiant light, is taking you through the portal of Orion, where you can fear the darkness and the light in its extremes, the part of you that is terrified and the part of you that is absolute trust and faith. And yet through your alignment with Sirius, you are balanced. You are in absolute equilibrium. Neither the darkness nor the light can pull you into one or the other direction. You can feel within you a swirling of the light and the darkness, love and the fear, swirling into oneness, into one awareness, into one consciousness that is yours. Contraction and expansion are equally important. Creation cannot exist without one and the other. And so there is peace now within you in the acceptance of both aspects of creation, knowing that the alignment with spirit, the alignment with that greater part of you will allow you not to get pulled into any direction, but to stay centered and true to your divine self. And so you are stepping through the portal of Orion, rising further up and further up until you reach the star of Sirius, radiant and beautiful. It opens up its doors to you, allowing you to see more than just a star, allowing you to see the ancient civilization that has been supporting the evolutionary process on Earth for eons, as well as the civilizations within this universe. And as you see yourself landing in what appears to be an open area surrounded by ancient buildings and ancient temples, you're being greeted by a high priest who's been awaiting you, because this is a time of activation. This is a time where you shall receive a download of unique light codings that are going to be infused into your DNA, into your brain patterns, into your nervous system, into your subatomic level, to help you further release what no longer serves you, so that you can open up your wings and fly. And so you are guided to follow him, and you're not alone. Some of your spirit guides are right there with you as you're being guided into the temple that is known as the Temple of Illumination and ascension. And this temple is pure light. Everything that you see radiates out is pure light. As you enter it, you can feel the light infusing you, and you know that this is a very sacred place, as you're being taken all the way into the inner chamber of this temple. There are 12 other galactic masters present, creating a circle around a throne that is not made out of gold. It is not made out of any material you're familiar with. It is what appears to be crystalline, an opalescent clear crystal, but the rainbow colors are shining out through it very clearly. And so as you are guided to sit down on the throne and held, you can feel the 7 sacred rays infusing into you, touching you, the ray of power, the ray of illumination, the ray of love, the ray of purity, the ray of healing, the ray of grace and transformation, all of them infusing you, and it feels good, it feels like you're home. And now's the time for you to fully let go of control, to just let yourself receive, to open your heart, to open yourself up to receive the download that is being given to you as we are now going to play Sweet Surrender. Just open up and receive the activation of the line gate that is meant for you at this time. And in the process of receiving, you can feel your own wings opening up in your back. You can feel that sense of liberation. And for a moment, you lose all sense of your human self altogether. And you raise up along a shaft of light out of this temple into space. The further up you raise, the less of a form do you have, and the more you become pure consciousness, melting with the consciousness of all that is. You can feel how stars are born within you, and other stars die, and some stars merge, creating new galaxies as they do. And you can feel the ebb and flow, contraction and the expansion, supernovas, black holes. There's so much movement within the universe. On Earth, it looks like there is very little movement. And yet, when you incorporate it all, you can feel and sense and experience that creation is change, constant change, constant movement from one state of existence to the next. But you can also sense in all of this that there are magnetic forces at play here, that this is a beautiful piece of music that an orchestra is playing, but there's a conductor. It's a great divine conductor that is knowing exactly what the instrument has to play when. Knows exactly the speed of the music and when the music needs to slow down, and when there might be a moment when there is no sound at all, to then just start again in a different melody. And you can get lost in this music, the celestial music. Just let yourself flow with the tones of creation, deeper and deeper into the consciousness that knows the purpose, knows the direction, and knows that all is in perfect divine order. There's nothing to be afraid of. There is no such thing as loss. There's really no such thing as death, because every death creates a new birth. So is there really death and birth, or is there only transformation, moving from one state of existence to the next? So there is no death, and there is no birth. There's just continued change, continued growth, continued movement, towards all that is, towards becoming one with all that is. So be at peace. Be in a place of allowance now. Be that note that is being played, that is carried out throughout the universe to bring illumination, to bring love, to bring light into a world that might have never heard or seen this type of sound. Be that sound that through your voice, through your actions, awakens, that touches on the senses of someone who's never experienced anything like this before. And yes, the first reaction might be a reaction of fear, maybe even terror. But as you keep sounding your unique tone into the universe, you will begin to see everything changing ever so slightly until it gains momentum, and the change will be faster and faster until it once again reaches a point of balance and stasis. And then the grand divine conductor will touch you will change the note that you're playing, will change you into a different tone, into a different vibration, and it begins all again. Never-ending music you are. Every single form of creation has its own tone, its own frequency, and so do you too. Feel that vibration, feel that tone that is your true tone, your true sound. It is the sound of love. It is the sound of joy. It is the sound of happiness and abundance and freedom and health. That is your true sound. Most importantly, it is the sound of a strong sense of self within all that is. Don't be afraid of the tone that you are within the music that is being played. Some might think it sounds disharmonious. Some might love it. Some might be confused by it. But that should never, ever change the tone that you're playing. Playing with all your heart, with all your might, and the knowing that that is your true you. And being true to you, whether someone understands it or not, is all that counts. So let yourself now, as a unique vibration, as a unique tone that you are, re-enter the star system of Sirius, where you're being awaited in that sacred chamber yet again by the High Priest. And the High Priest acknowledges your willingness to bring love and peace to Earth. Because if you wouldn't want that, you wouldn't be here at this time. You wouldn't be listening to me at this time. And so your willingness of bringing love and peace into the world does not go unrecognized. So you're now receiving an ancient symbol of empowerment that is being infused into your heart to give you strength, to give you courage, to give you a new form of focus so that you're not being distracted by all the other noises around you, all the other tones and frequencies around you, so that you can be true to you, to your essence, to who you are, to who you choose to be. So this is now being fully activated in you. It's not important that you need to know what symbol it is. You might see it right now, or you might see it during your dream state, or you might come across it at a later time. Just know that it is a vibrational symbol that is infused into your etheric field, into your etheric heart, and will affect you on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. Now, it's time for you to go back to your physical body. And so, the High Priest embraces you in a goodbye, and you are now being sent back through the beam of light from Sirius all the way now, not to ancient Egypt where you started the journey from, but back to where your physical body is at this time. Just allow yourself to merge back with your physical body ever so slowly. Take your time. And just allow yourself to feel what has been given to you. And to also feel the tone that you are, the frequency that you are. Just feel it singing within you, singing within your heart. Don't be so concerned that you don't have the voice to sing or the abilities to play an instrument. That tone is coming through with every word you speak, with every touch, with your whole presence radiates out that frequency. So sometimes it is in the not saying anything that the most is being said. Trust that. Trust that. Just feel your connection with Gaia now through your feet. And let for a moment, through the in-breath and out-breath, let that tone that you are, let that frequency that you are, let it go out through your feet all the way into the heart of Gaia. Let Gaia receive your music, your love, your peace. Because alignments like the 8-8 lines gate, it's never just about you. You are the bridge. You are the channel that now allows this beautiful frequency that you received to flow through you all the way into the heart of Gaia. But I want you to be very much aware that a connection has been created between you and Sirius, or recreated or re-strengthened, because many of you already have this connection. And now you can feel and experience this connection in the days ahead, giving you extra strength, extra power, an extra way of seeing the light within the darkness and walking forward courageously and fearlessly into a new future. Feel the gratitude from Gaia. Feel the gratitude from all of us at this time for your willingness to be on Earth at a time of contraction, holding the door open for love and light to come through. Just like in the heart of darkness, there is always light. You are at the heart of the contraction, holding the light, holding the love, holding the peace, so that transformation can continue to happen. Much has to come up to the surface to be transformed and transmuted in these times. All belief systems that really no longer serve humanity, because they're coming from a place of fear and greed and no longer serve humanity as a whole. Now it's time for higher truths, a higher awakening, a higher form of existence to slowly infuse the collective consciousness of humanity. If it's too fast, it will create a catastrophe in itself. So just know that what might appear one step forward and two steps back, in reality, is a slow and patient, consistent work of a light worker. Or if you don't like the word light worker, then you can call yourself light bearer, or someone who embodies a higher frequency of light for the benefit of all those who are still asleep and afraid to awaken. Now that I, Saint Germain, am very much watching over you, this time of transformation, this time of awakening, it is with great joy that I connected with all of you at this time. And I know that every single one of you will do magically beautiful work in the world. You already have, and you shall just continue on your path, treading a path so that others can follow it as well. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste.
Okay, Brigida, are you there?
Yes, Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
What a powerful time we live in.
Yes, yes. That was a wonderful journey with St. Germain.
Yeah, thank you, St. Germain, for doing that for all of us during these powerful times.
Yeah, yeah. It's so much needed, you know, just to, with the state of the world right now, and to have these tools that we can use to work on our light bodies and work on our energy bodies, it's just so important.
Yeah, just when I think about the unexpected storms that we get that create so much havoc, and there's just so many surprises right now with so many things happening, it's so important to find that alignment and to just keep centering yourself to not get caught into all that chaos that is happening around us, you know.
Yes, yes, yeah. So,
well, I hope everybody enjoyed it. I'm so glad that you were part of this radio show, and wishing all of you a beautiful 8/8 line skate again. There are many, many YouTubes about it, articles written about it. So if you want to find out more about the 8/8 line skate, you certainly can read about it. And yeah, thank you for joining us. It was wonderful to be with you.
Yes, it was a great, great night, great show. Okay, well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody.
And we should stay tuned, as you said, Mike, right, because this is no longer on a regular schedule, so just stay tuned. As we are guided by Spirit, another radio show will be offered. So it's not always once a month. It's as guided, and when something pops up, St. Germain would say, okay, now is the time. You guys go ahead and you schedule the radio show. So just keep your eyes out. Be part of the email list or sign up to become a Facebook friend, and then you should be informed.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Peace out, everybody. Love you lots.
Good night, everybody.